The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This is very delightful. It was written by a young, perceptive person. Let's call it a political divorce agreement. Dear American liberals, leftists, social progressives, socialists, Marxists, and Obama supporters, we have stuck together since the late 1950s. But this latest election process has made me realize that I want a divorce. I know we tolerated each other for many years for the sake of future generations, but sadly this relationship has run its course. Our two ideological sides of America cannot and will not ever agree on what is right, so let's just end it on friendly terms. We can smile and chalk it up to irreconcilable differences. Here's a model separation agreement. Our two groups can equitably divide up the country, each taking a portion. That will be the difficult part, but I'm sure we can come to a friendly agreement. Our respective representatives can easily divide other assets since both sides have such distinct and different tastes. We do not like redistributive taxes, so you can keep them. You're welcome to the liberal judges and the ACLU. Since you hate guns and war, we will take our firearms, the cops, the NRA, and the military. You can keep Oprah, Michael Moore, and Rosie O'Donnell. We will keep the capitalism, greedy corporations, pharmaceutical companies, Walmart, and Wall Street. You can have your beloved homeland. Homeless, hippies, and illegal aliens. We'll keep the hot Alaskan hockey moms, greedy CEOs, and rednecks. We will also keep the Bible and give you NBC and Hollywood. You can make nice with Iran and Palestine, and we will retain the right to invade and hammer places that threaten us. You can have the peaceniks and war protesters. When our allies or our way of life are under assault, we will help provide them security. We will keep our Judeo-Christian values. You are welcome to Islam, Scientology, humanism, and Shirley MacLaine. You can also have the UN, but we will no longer be paying the bill. We will keep the SUVs, pickup trucks, and oversized luxury cars. You can take every Subaru station wagon you can find. You can give everyone health care. If you can find any practicing doctors, we will continue to believe health care should be earned and not expected as a right. We will keep the battle hymn of the Republic and the national anthem. I'm sure you will be happy to substitute Imagine, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, Kumbaya, and We Are the World. Since it often offends you, we will keep our history, our name, and our flag. So, do you agree to this? If so, please pass it along to other like-minded liberal and conservative patriots. And if you do not agree, just hit delete in the spirit of friendly parting. I will bet you I know which one of us will need help in 15 years. Sincerely yours, John J. Wall, law student and a proud American. P.S. Also, please take Barbara Streisand and Jane Fonda with you. And kudos to Jean Sandon for sharing this little gem with us. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.